That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody out there tonight? Well, we're really getting into December, and this is the week of the new moon and Mercury going retrograde. It's also call-in night. It's your night to ask me questions. One question, very focused. And the phone number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, tonight is Ask Your Question Night. And as I prepare for the broadcast, I'm excited to talk to you about the final closing cycle of 2023, the dynamic energies coming forth and creating your personal outlook and focus for the fast approaching energies of 2024. That's important. We are transiting from the year of the rabbit to the year of the wood dragon on February 10th, 2024. We are now in the beginning of that transition energy. We are feeling in a conscious way this very powerful shift that has a survival tinge to it. It's getting out of the I am over focus into the everyday focus. It's going to be less of me focus to a community focus that the consciousness is taking on at this time. So I do have a caller. Good, I want to have callers tonight. It's Karina from Los Angeles. How are you, Karina?
Fine, how are you? You sound great.
Oh, thank you. I've been working on it for quite a while. What can I do for you? What's your question tonight?
Simple. Do you see any employment coming to me soon?
You still out there waiting for it?
I'm looking for jobs.
I see that you've had to be very careful. And my question to you is probably the same as last time you called. Have you thought of diversion? Have you thought of different ways, different things you can do? What's your profession?
I don't have a profession now. I was an executive assistant in the film industry for a long time, and then the pandemic happened and I lost my job.
I see an offer coming, and I see it coming by the end of the year, and it's going to make you very happy. What I'm hearing is for you to get in touch with some people that you knew from the past or some buddies that you have in the business and see what's available. So that's okay. What I'm hearing. You must have some colleagues. In the meantime,
say that again, I'm sorry.
In the meantime, you are going to manage. But there's somebody that really liked working with you. I don't think you're aware of it. So you need to go back to see around the area that you were, and that's where your job will come from.
Great. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Take care.
Okay, so now, as I said, we're transiting from the rabbit to the year of the dragon. And we're in the beginning of that energy. So I'm going to break it down as best I can. I'm going to talk about the economy, inflation, the strong global conflicts that we have. The first impression that comes during this last part of 2023 is the time between December and March of 2024. We begin with the winter solstice, and that's next week. And I'm going to have my wonderful Mark on as my guest next week, my astrologer, Mark Dodich, from the state of Washington, and he's going to be on with me. So that's exciting. And this is the dark time of the year. I want you to know that, both emotionally, physically, and with the stars. On Tuesday, we have the Sagittarius new moon, and March will bring us into the Pisces energy, which is the last part of our astrology system. The real astrology new year begins in April with the month of Aries. At the core of this energy, there's a need to repair friction, clunkiness, and insufficient systems. This energy will be prevalent all the way through 2024. Everything's got to get fixed. You know, it's funny. In 2023, I thought I was going through everything's got to get fixed. Every appliance in my kitchen had something wrong with it this year. I got tired of it after a while. This energy is prevalent all the way through 2024. So getting our focus right, getting our location right, and getting our mindset right is what we really need to work on. How do we move through our day? How do we face certain obstacles? You will find at the end of 2023, this becomes almost unbearable to have clunkiness in our lives, structures that don't work well, things that are broken down, things that are showing cracks. However, it's almost unavoidable to an extent. But we do have control over this energy. We're in the Pluto, 28 and 29 degrees of Capricorn. Don't forget that. That's what's really going on. And this is going to come one more time in late 2024. It leaves this time at the end of January. Pluto is the slowest moving planet and the farthest that we have discovered so far. It's a very pressurized, cruel, draining, and deteriorating energy. But for some people, it could be highly empowering as well. You've seen the cruelty and the deterioration with what's happening overseas. It's been pretty, pretty ugly. And we've had a lot of cruelty here that we haven't heard about. This energy is showing its cracks, and it is testing time limits on how far certain structures, like levees, bridges, buildings, and whether they're physical or sexual structures, how far can they go? We will have to be focused on that all through 2024, but the energy is here now in the last part of 2023. I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot about Jeffrey Epstein and his notes and lists and everything in 2024, but what's going to surprise you is that there are other people that have been just as bad or maybe have done worse that we're going to find out about in 2024. There are opportunities to heal and repair, but it's very expensive right now to repair things. You may have to purchase a new vehicle this year. You may have to restore some high-level projects such as home renovations, buildings, wooden structures, foundations, which is very challenging during this inflation time, especially because of the cost. It will take a lot of funding to instigate any real change. I moved to my house up here in New Hampshire in late 2019, and I had to have all this restructuring done. And if I had to do it today, it would cost me double. I don't think I would have been able to. So I really can appreciate what's going on here. We're going to have creative repairs, resourceful repairs, and restructuring. There could be some liquidation or acceptance that things are in disrepair and not being too upset about it. Like if you need a new roof but it isn't leaking, you might wait till it starts leaking to get the new roof. Or pushing at a higher level to restore things and older systems. There are three solid things that can be done for now with this energy. We can accept the way it is, we can withdraw from it, deny it, or we can invest in it, and that means to try to get the repair done. So it's a buy, sell, or hold. Pluto at 29 degrees Capricorn. It's forcing changes. Are you going to buy, are you going to sell, or are you going to hold? At the intense level, we have to put a simple tone on anything too materialistic. Many people will be getting sentimental of too many things. I see a lot of sentimentality in the last part of 2023. That's a part of the rabbit energy as well. We do have some sentimentality working in the shadows here, and I have seen this in my professional life. People are hanging on to a previous vision or a previous way that things were, the way they used to be. But things are not that way anymore. And people are holding on, and they're maintaining the old ways. Once Pluto moves into Aquarius at the end of January, people will have to arrive to a more detached way for being realistic. This new energy will be quite welcome, but we're not there yet. People have to wade and work through the sentimentality of the past, but many have forgotten some of the truths about the way the past was, the way it really was. We have romanticized some of those memories. This is Elizabeth Joyce. We're going to take a break now for our weekly cosmic tip, and I'll be back to tell you more about the end of 2023. Be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip, week of December 11th through December 17th, 2023. The new moon and 21 degrees Sagittarius is on Tuesday, December 12th, just hours before Mercury turns retrograde until January 1st. Mercury retrogrades at 8 degrees Capricorn on Wednesday, resuming direct motion on New Year's Day. Try to send out your cards and gift before that date, because otherwise delivery could be delayed. Although this will certainly interrupt travel plans, it's a great time to get in touch with old friends, family members, and loved ones who have dropped out of sight and contact, and catch up on their news. Monday and Thursday are good for new dating, while the new moon in Sagittarius offers passion and excitement. This action-packed new moon will help you get everything organized for the holidays before Mercury turns retrograde the next day. On Thursday, a group of brainstorming sessions will help with problem-solving and making decisions at work. Be flexible, as plans could change in January after Mercury turns direct. The boss will be easy to clash with on Friday, so avoid delicate subjects or any kind of negotiations. Saturday begins with a feeling of untrustworthiness relating to a family member or loved one. Best to detach and take a wait-and-see approach. Clarity will come just after New Year's. The moon is in friendly Aquarius Friday, December 15th through Sunday morning the 17th. This is a great energy for holiday parties, exploring new ideas, and trying out something new and different. The only caution is on Saturday night, when the sun makes a challenging square to Neptune. You may just want to call it an early night. Do be careful of drunk drivers, as Neptune rules alcohol, drugs, not paying attention, and feeling sleepy on the road. Sunday brings stamina and focus to get caught up on domestic tasks, accepting holiday invitations, and finalizing preparations for the holidays. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question, or book some time with me, the 24-hour service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I want to remind you that tonight is supposed to be your questions night. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And we're talking about the global outlook through March of 2024. So 2023 has held a lot of romanticized energy, and people have had a difficult time coping through it. With Neptune and Saturn in Pisces, the moon energy has come out a lot on tarot. If you know anything about the tarot cards, when you get the moon in your spread, it's always emotional, romanticized energy. And the card has been coming out a lot this year. But if you're really trying to develop spirituality, it's important to hold both polarities. Understanding the way things were, appreciating them. This includes materialistic and relationship, but becoming fully attuned, precisely understanding the truth of how things are now, and being able to make balanced decisions during this time. That's how you stay spiritually aware and materially aware. In a lot of cases, this could lead to stagnation, People are done with all these complicated, long-running, old stuff. You know, even the young kids don't want their parents' treasures, the ones that we keep in our cabinet that was from grandmother and great-grandmother. The young kids don't want it. It's interesting. Pluto and Aquarius will be like this, too. People will be cleaning out everything and probably giving a lot away. I'm done with the old reality and ready to develop new aspects of myself. But that may not work out until Pluto is firmly in Aquarius. In late 2024 and early 2025, that's not too far away. But it will be in Aquarius in January to September. So there's a lot of things that have happened in 2023 that have been very complicated. I do have a call, Christina from Connecticut. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Okay, my question is, am I moving to Pennsylvania because of a job?
I asked you, Sasha, did you get your job?
Oh, not yet. It's in the works.
Are you moving to Pennsylvania? That would be great. Now, have you been talking to a young man?
I've been talking to a bunch of people, mostly women, older man.
I see a man that you're talking to, and he's got a new position that he is considering you for. And you're going to know right after the first of the year. And you don't want to know before then because Mercury retrogrades on Wednesday. But I'm getting that you'll know like the 4th or 5th of January. And yes, you could move. So let's wait and see how it all plays out.
Well, I have an offer on the table now, but it's not what I want.
I think that you should take any offer that comes. And if enough,
absolutely, I'll take it. But you know, my best bet is Pennsylvania. Is that position in Pennsylvania? So,
okay, Christina, the spiritual thing to do is to take the first offer that comes,
right?
One that spirit wants you to take, and they want you to take it for the people that you'll meet. And don't play games. You're playing games, and you always do. And you can't do that. Not in this day and age. Remember, we're talking about the old and the new. Take the one that came and see what happens with the other one, which won't be until next year anyway, and it's a new position. And you can change next year. Take the one that comes.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking it, but is the other one coming? I will take anything, but is the other one coming? Is the one in Pennsylvania coming?
Listening to me? I've answered you 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen? Play the tape. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll go back to where we were now. We need to develop basic structures and basic functions next year. With Saturn in Pisces, we have to get things in safe territory where we don't have to overfocus, like your resources being safely invested or your resources being in places or working in ways that are sustainable. This is because we need to focus on things that really matter and that we do not get depleted. And stress and worry always brings us depletion. We don't need a 1-3-day crisis or something so unstructured that we have to keep doing research all the time in order to keep up. Basic structure, basic functions, food, water, shelter, something tangible and valuable. That's what we need to do. And I've been talking to you about this for 3 years. How many of you have bought gold? How many of you? Basic structure. Things that you can hold on to. Food, water, shelter, something tangible and valuable, like precious metals and seeds for the ground. Something that might possibly happen in the future, usually causing problems or making further arrangements necessary. That's what's coming. You must be able to deal with all possible contingencies. Have a contingency plan. Have you made any contingency plan? That's being smart. Possible and probable. Anything is possible. It is not that complicated. Gold and silver have a great value when the economy is not stable. And the economy is not stable at this time. Agriculture needs to be in balance. And landlords will do well. These are what are considered stable. But landlords can come under fire if there's any civil, social unrest. These things have done well in hyperinflation because they are housing, money, and food. And these things are what people cannot survive without: money, housing, and food. This isn't political or economy broadcast by any means, but if the interest rates go down, we're more likely to have hyperinflationary experience. If they keep going up, things will keep going on as they are until there is a structural change or crack. And many people are worried about that too. Interest rates going up, things going out of sight, expensive. If they all go down, there's going to be a lot of chaos. Some mental issues will surface, and matters will steamroll into chaos. So whether interest rates go up or down, real basic structure, basic values can't fail. That's one of the realities with the economic system that's challenged. Whether inflation or depression, we have to be careful about our own consumption, a deficit in financing. Don't take on any more debt at this time. Simplify your own home base. Simplify the center of your life. That's the safest thing economically that you can do right now. As much as you can do to keep it as safe as possible. Food, shelter, water. Forms of value. It's funny because I started cutting back and I was having my garbage people come twice a month, and now I've cut them back to once a month. And then I've cut back on the TV and the cable and all that. And you can do it too. You really have to look at it. The more separate you are from the vitality and what's happening outside is best. Like strengthening your aura and working with the spiritual chakras. This is basic and simple. There's a craziness going on with the stock market. Crash, cash currencies, index, and mutual funds that are intangible, things we can't touch or hold, are just a huge risk, a huge risk. What is the power behind the numbers that you see on the screen from the concept that you see on your computer? That's the question. Of course, every area is different, and there is no one-size-fits-all. But there is a difference between tangible food growing outside in your garden and numbers that you see on a computer screen. With Pluto moving into Aquarius, I feel we are on the edge of that becoming popular, more the norm. Digital currencies are not quite here yet, so I won't say too much about them. It's going to seem more and more like the right thing, especially with the younger generation who feel enthusiastic, enticed, and welcome this change. They are not even aware of the downside and of the freedoms they will lose. I do have another caller. That's good. I have someone from New Jersey. Are you there?
Yeah. How you doing?
What is your name?
My name is Evie.
Evie?
I spoke to you about 3 months ago.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Okay, back 3 months ago, I told you my 18-year-old grandson lives with me. He graduated high school, and he wanted to be a fireman. And you said that paperwork was being held up, and that he would go to the fire cabin probably in the around the first of the year. And so we held off from sending him to community college. But anyway, they did get the paperwork straight. He's in what you call internship.
Yes.
With the fire department, but he's got to take a pulmonary lung test. And he's been wanting to do this for years. He was a cadet, and now he's a fireman actually in training. Well, all of a sudden, he came home a couple of days ago and said, oh, I think I want to be a mechanic. But we know that someone, his girlfriend who he had broke up with, got back together, is putting this in his mind. But he still wants to be a fireman. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, it's not your concern, I'm going to tell you that. And what I do was just be explained to him that you and your husband have put a lot of effort into helping him become a fireman. Mm-hmm. And if he changes his mind, then he has to be out on his own.
Right.
It's fine for him to change his mind. You're going to have to sit down and talk to him. It sounds to me like he's a bit mixed up, and this isn't the time to make the decisions. The energy is confused right now, so make sure he stays on his fireman path, and make sure that he does this until the end of January, and then things will get better. It's more than his girlfriend. He's probably having trouble in his internship. Have you asked him that?
Oh, he loves it. In fact, his father is a paid fireman in another town, and he volunteered over here just to oversee him. And he's been going on calls and everything. He loves it.
You didn't hear what I said at all.
Oh, what?
I said that there's somebody around him that's giving him a problem.
It's his girlfriend.
Well, you'll have to just let that go as it will. He's mature enough. They broke up once. They could break up again. I'd have to give him a reading. But I will say for him to stay put and to stay until about another month, and it will resolve itself, if that helps you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes. You have been very helpful and quite on the points.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, so now we're talking about digital currencies. I was talking about the younger generation who really want digital currencies, but again, they are not aware of the downside and the freedom they will lose. For people who are concerned about lack and are truly focused on their safety and security, I don't really have suggestions, but I feel like it's time to invest in tangible things like precious metals, because they can be bartered or sold. I feel that it's time for planning. The energy is here for that. By April of 2024, we're not going to have time to plan or to sit and plan. We may not have the same places to be planning from. This is serious. And it is serious that we are going to have empty shelves in the store. I don't know if any of you have begun to stock up, but that's what you've been needing to do for the past year. There are lots of things that you're not going to be able to get. And if you know some of what they are, and the internet has been putting out lists of items that you may not be able to get, like batteries and flashlights and lots of things. They do have lists. So look it up and get the list and see what you need. We're going to have to be more active, and we're going to have an idea or a good plan to follow for self-preservation methods. Like, I would never consider buying into something like that. That's a new sentence you need to learn. Or, I know I have this, and I can just move forward in a more precise way. That's a place you want to get to. You want to know you have things stored away. Like the toilet paper that we couldn't get for a long time during the pandemic. Better stock up. This is going to be a highly regulated, self-serving area, which leads me to believe more in stringent collective regulations. Government regulations will be increasing extremely, regardless of which party or person is in power. It has nothing to do with politics, but with a human collective consciousness wanting to create more linear path in experience. Legal regulations as well as doctrines. The narrow outcome is less open paths for more people and more restrictive ideas of how people should move, going from state to state and travel. In 2017 and 2018, I dreamt of all this. I knew that they were going to stop us at the border of the state and look for your papers. I knew that it would be almost impossible to get a passport. And I told all my friends to get a passport because it lasts for 10 years. That was a few years ago, 6 years ago. I knew it was coming. And I also saw martial law for a while in the country. 2024 is going to be a tough year for a lot of reasons, but it also can be a very good year if we pull back, get a good plan to follow, and work on our own self-preservations. I have another call coming in. Debbie from New York. How are you, Debbie?
Oh, pretty good, Elizabeth. Thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have a lot of support in heaven, and I'm living in a place that I'm being harassed by the owner just because he can, because I'm alone. And I'm wondering, will I be able to meet any, like, nice people and have visitors? And that would help me a lot.
Well, that's up to you to get out and find them. What are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mention I can't really. I'm in physical therapy. I can't get out too much.
Yeah,
sorry,
I know.
I forgot to tell you.
I know what that's like.
Are you? I feel trapped.
Yeah, but you can't. You got to get out of the feeling trapped, and you got to think of ways that you can meet people, even if it's on social media. Do you have something called the neighborhood? We have something called the neighborhood here in New Hampshire where I can get, like, for example, somebody took my basket on Halloween, and I wrote a note saying, somebody took the basket on Halloween. If I don't get it back, I won't do next Halloween. And I had it back within 24 hours. So see if you can get on something like that, something that's safe. And have a contact. Do you know anybody in your building? Are you in an apartment building?
I'm in a house.
Yeah.
The owner lives upstairs. Yeah.
Do you know
And people? I loved your story. I remembered that story on Halloween, and I loved it. I loved your story.
Do you know any neighbors?
Not really. They're very cold and distant.
Well, you got to do something. You got to do something to have a good friend come over. Or move. That's another thing you can do, too. The right thing will open up if you pray for it and visualize it. The right answer will come. You cannot live in fear. I promise you that you will have a change of circumstances before the end of January. Now, I don't know what it is or how it's going to come, but you will. You need to start looking. You don't. You sit in fear. Get on that computer and look around. See what's around for people to talk to and see what's around where maybe you could relocate. I know it's there for you.
But I know. I feel it. I feel it, but I just wanted to ask you anyway.
Oh, good. You do the work.
I feel it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, but I'm just suffering at the moment.
You don't want to suffer, ever. You don't suffer. You're having an experience. And luckily, you know two things. You know the experience is temporary, and you know that karma is karma. And what's right for you is to have peace. And that's what you're going to pray for. You're going to arrange your life so that you have peace. And it will come. I promise, Debbie. I promise it will.
That sounds lovely.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Let's find out. We have to take our break for the half hour. And I do have more to tell you. So we'll be back after these messages.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's Sanitizing Healing Spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, Will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
In far-off lands, it happens here where we are living, and all it takes is our forgiving. It has to start with you and me. We tell the truth, we play it fair. We learn to care, and peace begins. A helping hand, a friendly smile. We talk a while, and peace begins. A promise made, a promise kept. We say we will, and so we do it. We take a vow, and
begins. Oh yes.
faces, ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back with you, and tonight is call-in night, and the number to call is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008, and we have a little bit more time left. I was talking about the government regulations that are going to be coming in next year, legal regulations as well as doctrines. The narrow outcome will open less paths for most people and more restrictive ideas about how people move, go from state to state, and travel are going to be implemented. We will have at least 1 year, 2024, when our country will feel as if we have lost our freedom in many ways. It's up to you to decide which side might be more legalistic or which side is more privatized. When you vote next year, ask yourself that question. So cultivate your autonomy, your security, your safety. Tone down on the risk side. There isn't much out there that you will lose. My prediction came out during Christmas week of this year, 2024. And Christmas week, I'll be putting up my predictions, and I will try to put it up on the YouTube too. Whether or not interest rates go up and down will determine a lot about 2024. But the prediction is not available yet. That's because it hasn't been decided yet, because it's political. So don't clutter your mind with fear, because people will realize that there is a narrow time space to acquire. There's going to be a mad dash for some people, like the toilet paper I mentioned to you. They're going to start to realize it. I do have another caller. I have Tom from Texas. How are you, Tom?
Doing fine.
That's good. What can I do for you?
Well, I got a quick question. I follow some analysts with the stock market, and they say there's going to be a banking crisis developing later this week that will dump the stock market for the rest of the year. Do you see that?
No, I don't. I've been hearing this all year long. I've heard this, and every month they say it's next month. And every month they say it's next month. I don't see it.
Okay.
I think the market is going to be volatile, but I don't think that the big guys really want to close the market up. They're playing with the interest rates that I just talked about. So just take a deep breath. You're going to be okay, and stay away from the fear and get out of the market. Okay? Will that help, Tom?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. So I see desperate purchases. Also, some people come so overwhelmed that they're lying in a fetal position. And then there are many people who are astute and really get some good deals at this time. So there's three groups of people: desperate, overwhelmed, and people that are using their mind. This feels very manic and desperate to me, but it's a powerful time for people who have figured it out. Don't obsess about these coming events. Keep private. Allow yourself to go to higher vibrations. We can really detach a lot from the decisions of other people. If this is difficult for you, then it may be time for you to look at your life and what you're hanging on to. The food item shortage is coming, and I have been speaking about this for at least 2 years, and it really will be changing our lives. And there's going to be conflicts. Conflicts began in 2022 as we were in the middle of the pandemic, and they will continue into 2024. We've seen a lot of war mentality, military escalation, and this has been very difficult for us all to go through, especially the way social media shows us the way certain groups have been thinking. And that's beginning to change in 2024. People will not be willing to compromise. People are not settling for certain treatments anymore. People are not willing to walk away with an even split. We've had increases in divorces, increases in bankruptcies, increases in actions from others that a lot of us would feel fear about before. But now, some people are communicating. A lot of people are willing to walk away, willing to go through the divorce, willing to go into a conflict and see how it pans out. And that also shows that people are willing to go through difficulty to achieve some place that feels better for them. But a lot of it can feel like arrogance, exaggerated pride, self-importance or confidence that can provoke wrath or detachment from the ground, from earthly reality. Look at the border down in Mexico and look at what people are feeling with that. It's crazy. There's thousands of years of oppression and wanting to overcome these feelings. Thousands of years. Lots of families, lots of karma. The threats to human rights perhaps have not been ever properly considered. This is what we'll be seeing through the duration of Saturn in Pisces, which stays with us till 2026. Did you consider the legal ramifications of that structure that you poured your graffiti on? Did you consider the cost of a legal battle of the car you crashed into on purpose? Did you consider what it might mean to lose something that you expected to win? Did you consider the public reaction to your coming out strongly in a status quo that is out of date? Okay, so we didn't win that, but we still can. This is very jittery energy. It's rabbit-like energy. It's bouncing from side to side. I thought this would pay out, but it didn't. That's jittery. I have a plan for that. I can quickly draw up another plan. That's jittery. We see the cultivation on both sides in a war conflict, which is nothing new. That's not new in 2023. I see this in a lot of other conflicts. People living like they had a divorce, but are not actually divorcing. They're even living in the same house. So many people don't want to commit to any kind of finality, which then is kind of agreeing to be in a constant conflict state. A constant conflict state. that ruins your state of being. And many people don't give themselves the grace of comprehending what's going on. I feel that what's on the line here in the last stage of 2023 are that we're really okay with living in a perpetual state of conflict. This shows that people are choosing escalation, seeking conflict, and fearful of peace. This is dynamic that we are working with this last part of 2023. And we're into this wonderful holiday season, and people are afraid of peace. It's more prevalent than global leaders. It's more prevalent than decision making. It's really at every level a strong fear of peace. This is an energy that many healers and light workers are going to have to focus on at this time. One good thing is that forming at this last stage of 2023 are the bridges. This is one of the more positive messages that I can give out to you tonight. Wooden bridges, the wooden dragon, that's the new year, because you are building them. The positive side is that the new, strong, sturdy wooden bridges are already coming in, and that dragon is coming in February. Areas that we could not cross, we can now cross. Things we could not leave before, we can now leave. Chasms, valleys, abyss, things we just could not go through. Now there's a very nice bridge. It suddenly appeared. That's what the efficiency looks like. That's what solving problem looks like. All of us should be striving for this in our lives. Okay, ask this New Year's Eve, how can we build a bridge across a problem area? How can we solve multiple different problems with one action? Some of you need to hear this, because this will be available to you with these new energies. You know, I had something happen last week. I love it when God answers you. I was taking out the garbage because they were supposed to pick it up. My bin was full, and I had called them on the phone, and they were coming. We had had snow. There was ice, and I couldn't open the top to get the garbage bag into the bin. So I had to go to the doctor, so I left them there. And all the way driving to the doctor, I prayed. And I said, please bring me help. I need help to get that inside. So I could wait, because the garbage company said they were going to come the next day. Anyway, when I went back to try to get it back in again, there he was. The man walking the dog on my street. And he came over and he helped me, and the angel came, and my prayer was heard. And that's all I'm talking about. You're going to be walking in an area that used to be very challenging, and now there is a structure or something that brings ease. There's boats, there's ships, there's rafts, there's airplanes, there's vehicles. Anything that cultivates the crossing or the transportation or movement across a wilder territory that's very difficult to work with. Some of us have found a way out. Some of us have been able to establish a greater time period, like 5 years, a plan that will bring a certain goal. For some, the bridge is already there. Some people don't realize that they've already accomplished something. They don't have to do anything because the bridge is already there. Take some time here before New Year's and ask yourself, are there things I don't have to do anymore? Are there hard, long-distance scenes that I don't have to do anymore? People are going to start changing their minds and moving towards substantial action. A lot of people are bridging away from certain people. This can indicate breakups, moving. But don't do it before you're ready or before the change is here. Also, there's a growing people focus and growing teams and community that makes perfect sense because one person can't build a bridge alone. Many people have to be insulated or isolated. They have been since the pandemic started. Many, many people have. And they have to. You have to begin to assess the aloneness in your life. It's time for meeting new people and really filtering that process, making sure you're not being taken advantage of, meeting new people with similar interests, developing current relationships further. 2024 is not a relationship-oriented year, but 2025 really will be. There's a growing momentum towards that. 2024 still holds that insulated kind of vibe, but it is decreasing. The shakeup of 2023 is, I never considered I would do that, but it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Or, I thought I had ruled out that potential, but now it's full force in my life. Things are getting better, and now I wonder why I thought something couldn't work before. So, I've given you a lot of information. And the last part, of course, is for you to watch your health. Don't take any abuse. Make sure that your health is good and that your diet is good. And if you have to change your diet and get off of junk food, do so. Make sure your diet is good, because next year we'll be providing you with a better focus. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of the show. We are going to have our song, which is And Peace Begins. No, I'm sorry. It's a quiet thing. We did And Peace Begins. We're going to have Moonlight at My Window, the meditation, and we'll end with Richard. So I've enjoyed tonight. Next week, Mark Dodish is going to be on with me, and we're going to talk about the equinox and the solstice, December and March. So I'm looking forward to sharing with you then, and enjoy this week before Christmas. Take care. Much love. Good night.
I don't hear the drum.
land. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in on tiptoe. Well, what do you know? It's a quiet thing. A very quiet thing. When it all
I'm not afraid to
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.